Real quick, can you just state for the audience your name and title?
You bet. Aaron Murphy. I'm Communications Director for Senator John Tester's campaign, Montanans for Tester.
And can you just describe real quick the request that John Tester is making of Denny Rehberg?
Yeah, this is a simple, straightforward, good faith proposal that John is putting forward to Congressman Rehberg. And what it aims to do is to keep all third-party TV and radio ads out of Montana regarding each candidate for the duration of the campaign. It's pretty simple, and I'll just go through a few of the points that John has laid out. Under this agreement, both campaigns would reject all third-party radio and TV ads through Election Day, and both candidates would work to prevent them. Any third-party ad that specifically mentions or references either candidate would result in a one-time penalty for the other candidate, and the penalty will equal the cost of the ad buy, and it would go to charity. For example, if a group that supports John spends $10,000 on an ad attacking Congressman Rehberg, his campaign would then owe $10,000 from the campaign to the charity of his choice. And then if either side breaks the agreement, the whole agreement is over. And, of course, we challenge any efforts to undermine the spirit of the agreement through so-called sham ads.
What would constitute a sham ad?
Well, for example, if a group that supports John runs, say, a one-time ad attacking him simply to break the agreement and to penalize Congressman Rehberg, then we'd call it into question.
And how would you determine whether or not that was the case?
Well, that is, I think it would be pretty obvious. I think folks would see where the ad comes from and who it's going after, and we'd go from there.
All right. And so this only applies to attack ads, right?
This applies to all third-party ads on TV and radio, all broadcast ads, positive or negative. And the reason for that is just to keep things simple. The idea behind this from Senator Tester is to let our campaigns do the work of illuminating the differences that separate he and Congressman Rehberg. Let the campaigns do it. Let the candidates do it. Let their ideas and their issues and their stances on things determine the course of the election, not outside groups funded by secretive organizations. Montanans reject that. It's not a Montana value to have elections influenced by that. So let's keep them out. Let's keep the work to the campaigns. Montanans deserve no less.
Do you feel that Tester would have more of a platform if that were the case due to his larger bank account, I guess campaign bank account?
Not necessarily. I think both campaigns are ready and willing to defend their candidates' records on the issues and to talk about what they stand for. And I think that's what Montanans expect in the months to come.
And has Tester done anything like this in prior campaigns?
No, this is unprecedented for Montana. This is certainly a one-of-a-kind proposal. If Congressman Rehberg agrees to it, it would be an agreement that I think would change the course of this campaign for the better. It'd bring a lot more accountability to the race. It'd bring a lot more transparency to the effort to illuminate the issues. And we hope Congressman Rehberg agrees to sign it.
Is any of the reasoning behind this driven by the New Citizens United case nationally?
Well, that case is a case that John disagrees with very much. He believes that is a case that undermines Montana's values of accountability and transparency because it allows corporations to spend unlimited money in secret on elections, trying to influence how we do things in Montana. And if you wind the clock back 100 years to 1912, Montanans passed a voter initiative to put some sideboards on that because we saw what happened with the Copper Kings at the turn of the century. They literally bought elections. They bought power and influence in Washington. Montana voters rejected that. Citizens United came back and said, well, that is a right that they have. John doesn't believe that should be the case, and he actually is behind two different constitutional amendments to overturn that ruling.
What constitutional amendments is he supporting?
There are two different ones, actually. One is he's on board with Senator Udall of Colorado, and the other is one he's co-sponsoring with Senator Baucus.
Is Mr. Udall a Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. Are there any bipartisan bills out there on that?
I'm not aware of one's constitutional amendments to overturn the Citizens United ruling. There may be, but I'm not aware of them. Interesting to note, though, that the organization Citizens United, the organization that actually drove this case all the way to the Supreme Court, the one that advocates for secrecy and no transparency in elections, that organization endorsed Congressman Reber back on September 21st and gave him $10,000 to his campaign.
I saw a press release on that not too long ago. Yeah, I think I actually wrote a story on it.
That illustrates a clear difference between where these two candidates are, I think it's pretty clear.
People on the other side of the issue would argue that unions have had favor under the current system by being able to support their candidate with a lot more money than businesses that weren't unionized. Do you see any truth in that? Do you think there's a discrepancy there?
I will say this agreement that John put forward for Congressman Reberg, this proposal, would apply to unions as well. We're talking about all third parties who might be thinking about putting money up for radio or TV ads. This agreement says all third parties, ones that would benefit John, ones that would benefit Congressman Reberg, this agreement would apply to them.
Right, that's true. I understand that. But for their campaign money, for their personal campaign money, aren't unions allowed to give more to personal campaigns than corporations, for example?
Say the question one more time.
Aren't unions allowed to donate more to campaign war chests than corporations under the current rules?
The Citizens United ruling applies to unions as well. So under that ruling, unions are allowed to donate to campaigns.
But doesn't Western Tradition Partnership throw that into confusion in Montana?
Well, look back at what happened back in January. It was the Montana Supreme Court that upheld Montana's 1912 voter initiative. They said that Western Tradition Partnership was wrong, and they stood with a 100-year-old precedent in the state.
So in Montana now, unions are able to give more money to candidates than corporations. Because of that case, yes or no?
Well, I don't know. I'm here to talk about this agreement with between Senator Tester and Congressman Reberg, and hoping that Congressman Reberg will sign it.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for your time, Aaron.
All right.
Yeah. No. It was a really good interview. I thought you did a really good job, and I was happy to talk to you. Do you have anything else you want to say before we go?
What was the last part of that question?
Did you have anything else you wanted to say before we go?
No, I think we're set. John, I appreciate you reaching out, and we'll be in touch.
All right. You have a great day, sir.
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.